Craig Rowetter, the head football coach, of course, of the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on the Mackey Motors at tailgate here on Kick 106.7. And, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us. How's the day been going so far?
You bet. Going well, Jeff, and always appreciate you having me on.
You bet, Coach. A long drive down here. How did you guys deal with the drive, and what was kind of the game plan on, keeping the kids kind of focused but rested on that long trip?
Well, the good news is we're used to these type of trips over the last three years with the district that our state assigned us. So we're just going went the opposite direction. Usually we're used to the 2.5, 3-hour trips north, and this time we headed south. So, nothing out of the ordinary for us, unfortunately. Our kids are, when you're at Carroll High, you're pretty accustomed to the trips, not even in football season, in the other season. So they're used to bus time.
Coach, you guys last week had, a home game, which is nice. You end up rolling past Dennis and Schleswig. I know you kind of wanted to get the ground game going again and got that going, but a nice offensive game. You're sitting 2-1 on the season. You wrap up district play or non-district play tonight, heading into districts next week. So what's kind of the main focus coming into tonight's game?
Biggest focus is just on ourselves. Like you said, this is the last non-district game, so it's kind of the final tune-up for district play when everything's really on the line. But again, it's another tough opponent that they were in the semifinals a year ago. But we're not too, we're going to control what we can control. You're never 100% sure what their game plan is. So that's what we've been hitting the hardest this week is just our fundamentals and making sure we're sound, gap sound defensively, and then also offensively know our rules and responsibilities, just because we will see a different look tonight with a 3-4 defense versus what we've seen those first couple weeks.
How can that 3-4 maybe give you guys a different look? It is going to be a different look, but does it give you matchup issues at all?
It kind of depends on what exactly they bring with it. A year ago, they brought a lot of pressure with linebackers, and their safeties really came downhill hard. And this year, the safeties don't quite flow as hard. They're newer. They weren't starters a year ago, so I'm sure they're still kind of working out the kinks and the details. But with the 3-4, they have to bring probably one, if not two, linebackers every time. If they don't, that'll be fine because I don't think that'll be a recipe for success for them, just sitting in a three-man with what we have up front to go at them. So I'm assuming they're going to bring some pressure. And so, that's the biggest thing is you're not 100% sure maybe which ones are blitzing. And with blitzing, being a former defensive coordinator, you're kind of rolling the dice. You're going to hit it once and it's going to blow it up, but if you guess wrong and send it the wrong direction and we hit it with an open gap, it's going to be off to the races.
Coach, got to be a nice feeling to be going down to take on a team like this, having the experienced offensive line that you have. How have you seen this line gel, and what's the difference maybe this year that you've seen them in them through the first three games than maybe what you even saw late last season?
Well, just the familiarity with each other and the experience they've had in the fire already. There's a big learning curve, especially up front at the varsity level, especially in class 3A. It's a big jump from JV to varsity. So just having that experience a year ago, we were able week one this year just to make different line calls. And, they know based on what we're seeing on which gaps they're in, if we need to, make a stay call or help and go, have a different guy pull around or something. So that's been the biggest thing is that they've seen quite a bit already, and so there's nothing really that surprises them. And if there is something that catches us, they already know our adjustments.
Get kind of a three-headed monster in the backfield with Taden Peterson, Reese Sigmund, and Carter Asik, who has shown the ability to run the football as we knew he could really well this year. What has stood out for you about how those guys are maybe finding the creases and the gaps and reading the blocks from the guys up front?
Well, again, but just keep beating the drum with experience. Carter's a 2-year starter now at quarterback, and he has the green light to make some hot change some hot calls or audibles at the line of scrimmage and maybe set us up for a better play call if the defense is showing something that's, you know, looking like it's going to be detrimental to the play that was called. And, you know, and Tayden, and even if with some of it, we're still working on, Tayden gets as big as he is, he gets in a hurry sometimes and doesn't want to quite wait for those guards to get out in front of him. And you, so sometimes you can get by with it because he's big enough to run over the defenders. But and Reese just has such good hands and good vision. You know, it's kind of like a thunder lightning package there with those two. And, you know, and Tayden's kind of gotten the bulk of the carries, you know, strictly from the running back spot. But I think you'll see that kind of shift a little bit now, especially once we get into district play, you know, because Reese is such a threat when he touches the ball. So we'll be kind of evening up that ball carrying distribution.
Coach, Creston looked like they struggled offensively the first couple of weeks. I know they were playing good competition falling to Winterset and then to a highly ranked Lewis Central club, but had combined to score 14 points last week. They put 28 on the board against Ballard. What changed for them offensively? What started to work? And is there anything that concerns you about their offense maybe starting to find a rhythm?
The, you know, Weston Trapp, he's their main ball carrier. He's the main threat from offense that came back from a year ago. He's probably the biggest concern. You know, luckily we've seen some really good running backs already this season, you know, in fact, every week. So the game plan's not a whole lot different, but I think they're too. They had quite a few graduate off their offense from a year ago. So they're kind of getting into a routine, and now it's week four, so they're getting a little more comfortable. But the Trap kid, they'll run wildcat packages with him, and it's not a secret that he's getting the ball. You just got to be able to swarm and gang tackle, and so it's kind of like the pinata at a 5-year-old's birthday party. Everybody's going to try to get in there and hammer away at it and see if he can eventually get a broke open there.
Coach, their passing game, they've thrown 8 interceptions already this year, almost averaging 3 a game. How does the secondary, maybe the D-line, getting some pressure? How do you guys maybe force them into some mistakes if you can shut down the run game or get ahead and force them to have to throw the ball?
Just like last week, you know, we told our guys up front, our goal number one, stop the run. You know, that's their goal for us. But it makes it a lot easier, you know, if you make them one-dimensional or getting them those second, third, and longs, then you kind of know the pass is coming, and they don't. Again, they have a sophomore quarterback. You know, he's just breaking into the varsity level. So, you know, if at the end of the day, if their sophomore quarterback's good enough to beat us, you know, tip your cap to them. But that's, I think, what that's at least going to be our philosophy going in. And our secondary the last 2 weeks has really been, you know, lights out as far as knowing their assignments and not falling asleep, you know, worrying about the run so much that then you get somebody to slip past you and give up a big play. So they've really been dialed in these last 2 weeks on that. And we'll have to be again tonight because they will throw even out of their wildcat package, they'll throw some halfback passes. They scored on one against Ballard. I think they really should have scored on two. One was overthrown and he was open. So definitely our secondary is going to have to, you know, keep their head in the game and just do their job and worry about their responsibilities.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show afterwards, and I'll catch up with you as well for Saturday morning's Coach's Show.
You bet, Jeff. Appreciate everything, and go Tigers.
Head Coach Craig Rowetter joining us again here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate. We'll send it out to Nick Brinks with the broadcast coming up next here on Kick 106.7.